Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Having a nice day on President's Day weekend? Are you walking on the beach? Are you enjoying the fine nation that Obama has given you? Well, Supreme Court justice is dead, but that shouldn't concern you very much. Hey, everybody, let's start it from another point of view. Let's say, God forbid, that the most extremist judge in history, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who never should have been appointed because she was the former head of the ACLU legal department, who was ushered onto the Supreme Court by Republican rhinos who have destroyed America. Now, let's say, God forbid, even though she's been sick with cancer for over 10 years, suddenly this leftist fanatic, Ginsburg, goes to a remote resort in Texas. She eschews Secret Service. She has a dinner with some friends, and she goes to sleep at 9 o'clock saying, I'm tired. The next morning, she's found fully clothed with her pajamas on, without a wrinkle on the bed, with her hands folded over her chest with a pillow over her head. Question, do you think the left would be screaming foul play if a Republican were in office such as Donald Trump? With only a few months left to go of his presidency? Do you think the left would be screaming that Donald Trump would have no right to appoint anyone to the Supreme Court? Do you think they would be demanding an autopsy and a full federal investigation? Now let's begin the Savage Nation on this President's Day, because that's exactly what happened yesterday with Justice Scalia. Many of you don't even know it because the newspaper expunged that one little fact. They took the original report of the death of Antonin Scalia in a remote West Texas hotel. And they left out one fact. He was found with a pillow over his head. Now, that's been reported by the local newspaper since it happened. It was in the original report from the local newspaper. Scalia dies at ranch with pillow over his head. That was reported in the original local newspaper. And who reported that? The man who owned the luxury hotel, Mr. Poindexter. He said his hands, quote, his hands were sort of almost folded on top of the sheets. Poindexter told the New York Times, the sheets weren't rumpled up at all. Now, the New York Times, when they repeated this story from the San Antonio Express News, left out the little fact of the pillow over his head. But it gets even more intriguing. Do you know what you're listening to on the Savage Nation today? I realize most of you are so stumble-bummed up in this country that even if it were proven that he were killed, you wouldn't care. That's what would come out next. See, I could waste my time for the next 3 hours, the next 3 days, the next 3 months, presenting you with evidence after fact after fact after fact, which would say, wait a minute, at least there should be an investigation, and you wouldn't care, and I don't care if you're voting for a Republican, you wouldn't care. The country is so sufficiently paralyzed. You seem like bees who have been sprayed with Raid. The entire nation is a nation of horseflies sprayed with Raid. So you know what? Maybe I should talk about meatball recipes. I don't think you want to hear Buddy talk about all the conspiracy theories surrounding Scalia and was he murdered. You don't want to hear that today. It might disturb you. You might have to reach for your Soma. You might have to drink another glass of Chardonnay this afternoon. Some rot-gut $2 garbage to numb your stupid brain. If you think I'm full of contempt for the American people, you're right. Let's go back again. Is it a conspiracy theory to ask questions that are so obviously in need of answer? Or is it just common sense? And where is this common sense in the press or in the Republican Party? Why, the answer is nowhere. And that's why I am here. That's why I am Michael Savage. Now, let me add this to the puzzle again. You would expect me, as a firebrand talk show host, define me as you will, to raise questions that no one else would raise. You'd expect me to go where no one else dares to go. You're going to have people talking about, will he appoint someone? Shouldn't he appoint someone? Does he have a right to appoint? Can he appoint? Who will he appoint? Will he appoint? Will he appoint Willie? Will Willie Brown be appointed? Will Willie Sutton be appointed? Will he? Will he? Will he? Won't he? But no, I don't want to care. I want to know about the murder. Is it a conspiracy theory to ask these questions? Where is the stupid, worthless Republican Party? Where is the dead press in America? There is no press. There is no Republican Party. Now, let's go back again. Let's say, God forbid, the most extremist left-wing justice is found dead with a pillow over her head at a remote resort with no Secret Service and there's no autopsy. And let's add a little bit more to your thinking. Let's say the resort was owned by a Republican Party donor and a Donald Trump Award winner. Are you kidding? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Well, that's important for you to understand, because there are pictures available of Barack Obama shaking hands with John Poindexter, the man who owns the resort. He's a Texas millionaire businessman who also happens to be a large donor to the Democrat Party, who also received an award from Barack Obama. Mr. Poindexter, you see, is the owner of the Cibillo Creek Ranch that Supreme Court Justice Scalia was found dead at this weekend. Did any of this make it to your local newspaper? Can you put down the Chardonnay and lift up a glass of coffee for a minute? Because here is the question. Are you ready? If it was Poindexter who was reportedly amongst those who initially discovered Justice Scalia's body, and as reported, he then coordinated closely with local officials, that's a joke in El Paso. It's called El Paso for a reason, because anything that you want, Paso's right through the town. You get the picture? It Paso's right through. He then coordinated closely with local officials in El Paso to have Justice Scalia declared dead via a phone conversation with the area medical examiner, but without an actual medical examination of the body. All of you on the left, do you think the left would be screaming for an autopsy if, God forbid, it had been Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Well, I'll give you a little bit more information for you to make your decision. Mr. Poindexter, the ranch owner who found Scalia's body, was also the primary point man between the ranch location and so-called federal authorities, who were very slow to arrive on the scene. They got there the way O.J. escaped the police in L.A., a real slow escape. They took their time about it. How come there's been no request for an autopsy, even though reports suggest that a Supreme Court justice was found with a pillow over his head, and he died alone without any witnesses? My friends, I ask you again, was Scalia murdered in plain English? It's a question that must be answered. And I realize that right now conspiracy theories are swirling around the death of Antonin Scalia. 2 days after Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was found dead in a remote West Texas hotel, a former D.C. homicide commander is raising questions about how the death was handled by local and federal authorities. So let's go beyond Michael Savage now. William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for the D.C. police, wrote in a post on Facebook yesterday, "As a former homicide commander, I'm stunned that no autopsy was ordered for Justice Scalia." It gets even better. Who was the U.S. Marshal Service? Oh, U.S. Marshal. Where was the Secret Service? Nowhere. Who were the U.S. Marshals? Well, I have a story for you on that one. See, I do my homework no matter what the day is. Neither rain nor shine can keep Michael Savage away from trying to get at the truth. So who is the U.S. Marshal? And take a guess who appointed him. Well, if you're out enjoying the day, I suggest you turn your radio off, because you're never going to enjoy this day after what you hear on the Savage Nation. It's going to get so ugly, so fast, that even left-wing fanatics are going to demand an investigation. You do realize that this is a stunning revelation. Scalia dying in a resort like this. Now, admittedly, 79-year-old people die in their sleep. Let's start with that one. Let's start with the cynics amongst you who say, "I'm just being an alarmist for ratings." Let's start with that argument, since none of you heard me say, what if it was, God forbid, a leftist who died like this with a Republican president? That went right over your head, because most of you have twisted optic chiasmas. You have rigor mortis of your optic chiasma. You can't even understand an argument from the other point of view. So I'll put that aside. That's asking too much of rigid minds. So we'll deal with the facts. Why is there no autopsy? Now, you'll say, well, the family said they didn't want one. That's irrelevant. The family has no authority over this. At this point, the only authority is the law. and the law would demand an autopsy. There was no medical examiner there. It was called in by phone. And by the way, here's another fact. She said she made a mistake. She admitted that today. She said, I would not have declared what I declared had I had the opportunity to observe or hear any of the facts. I have that as well for you. But let's go back to the beginning. Scalia found dead with pillow over his head. The resort was owned by Democrat Party donor and Obama Award winner. Did you know any of this? Did you know any of this? Does it matter that the man who owns the ranch who found the justice is a donor to the Democrat Party, lifetimer, also received an award from Barack Obama? He's the owner of the Cibolo Creek Ranch that Supreme Court Justice Scalia was found dead at earlier this week. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Poindexter who was among those who discovered the body, who then coordinated with local officials to have Justice Scalia declared dead via a phone conversation with the so-called area medical examiner, but without an actual medical examination of the body. Mr. Poindexter, Democrat donor, award recipient from Obama, was also said to be the point man between the ranch and so-called federal authorities who arrived very slowly at the scene. To date, there has been no request for an autopsy, even though initial reports by Poindexter suggest the Supreme Court justice was found with a, and I'm quoting now, quote, pillow over his head. And he had died alone in his room without any apparent witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize it's a holiday for America. America's been on holiday a very long time. America's been out to lunch a very long time. Here in California, for example, if I read to you the number of school days that children actually go to school and learn anything, your hair would fall out of your head. When I moved here in 1974, California had the best schools in the nation. It led the world in graduates and what they were accomplishing. Under the increasing psychosis of liberalism, California has amongst the worst schools in the nation. The children are not in school this week. This is ski week. You see, they need to learn how to ski in the modern world. They don't have to function in the modern world. Ask Bernie Sanders, where the motto is, live free and get high. I'll be back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-26.
New Monday.
Well, get ready to work like a slave all day to take care of the bums that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want you to take care of. So Obama's flooding America with third worlders who will never assimilate into this nation. And on the cusp of a decision on immigration, abortion, and so many other things crucial to the future of America, the leading conservative justice is found dead in a remote Texas hotel. No autopsy. And now are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? This is an update for those of you who know everything. All of you out there who know everything, you don't know everything. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Clarinda Cuavara now claims she never attributed Justice Scalia's death to a myocardial infarction, but to natural causes. So she's changing what she said was the cause of death. Now, of course, she wasn't there. She was called on the phone by the hotel owner, recipient of an award and a donor. So she, yay, died of a heart attack. Yeah. Now let me get back to the booze. Now she says, I didn't say heart attack. I said to natural causes. So now she's changing it again. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara. I don't know if it's Clara. Is it Cinderella? Am I making this up? Clin-C-L-N-D-E-R-E-L, or is it Cinderella Guevara? It's unbelievable to me. This is becoming a parody of a parody. Speaking with WFAA 8 News just moments ago, the judge, I can't say her name, Judge Guevara says she turned down the procedure Saturday, okay, after Presidio County Sheriff Danny Dominguez said there were no signs of foul play. Oh, really? How do you like that? She doesn't know. She was a long way from there. Guevara stated that Scalia's doctor had informed her that Scalia had visited him for shoulder injury last week, but also suffered from severe chronic ailments. Look, people die at 79 in their sleep. They die at 29 in their sleep, 39. But she didn't even see the body. She was told by the marshal that he was found with a pillow over his head, but that it was a heart attack. So they listed myocardial infarction. Now, a new justice of the peace down there, you know what a justice of the peace is? There's somebody without a job that they deputy. All right, you're a justice. All right, what? I never went to high school. Sorry, you're justice of the peace. Speaking with the Washington Post, another right-wing newspaper, said she would have undoubtedly ordered an autopsy if in the same position. Juanita Bishop, a justice of the peace in Presidio, Texas, told the Post, if it had been me, I would want to know. Did you hear this one? So this is a big story. Don't underestimate this. Just because it hasn't become a big story doesn't mean it isn't a big story, number one, and it won't be. This is going to go on for years. But you're hearing it first on this show. No one else will touch the story. So why am I doing it? Because I believe that there's foul play as a great possibility. Okay, that's number one. And now let's look at the marshal. That's important, too. Why would he not have Secret Service? He declined the security detail while at the ranch? What is that about? Why would he decline security? I never heard of anything like this. Dies in office with a few months to go of the most fanatical, corrupt president in modern American history, if not in the whole history of this republic. A fanatic maniac now wants to put a stooge from the New York courts on the Supreme Court. Someone handpicked by a gunner at Al Sharpton. Is it any wonder I couldn't wait for Monday? So who's the U.S. Marshal? I haven't given you that yet. You just say, oh, the U.S. Marshals were there. I watch TV. I know what marshals are. Do you? Who is he? Who appointed him? You'll have to stay tuned for another few minutes and then get back to your Chardonnay and your surfboarding. You know what's amazing to me? America loves mystery novels. America can't get enough of fake actors pretending to be heroes, fake actors pretending to be detectives that won't let the truth go. They love it. But here's a story that smashes them in the face, and it's nothing to them because it's not front page news. He was found with a pillow over his head. But that's not really the only point that's of interest today. Have you forgotten what happened on February 9th? Let's see, when was that? 15 years ago? No, it was 6 days ago. February 9th was 16 years ago. The Supreme Court made a decision to halt the carrying out of Obama's climate change regulation. Did you catch that one? Obama was stopped by the Supreme Court, and take a guess who wrote the rebuttal to Obama's fanatical pork barrel green agenda. Scalia. You didn't know that? That didn't hit it in your local paper? So that happened to have 5-6 days ago. That's all. So it was put on hold. The U.S. Supreme Court declared the coal power plant rules were basically stillborn. They let them keep, you know, working. What does that have to do with this? I don't know, nothing, of course, because you didn't read it in the New York Times. But it happened. It's coincidental. Supreme Court's blow to emissions efforts may imperil Paris Climate Accord. Scalia wrote the rebuttal to Obama's power grab with his green agenda. So let's get back to this issue of was Scalia murdered in plain English. I don't know how to mince the words. It's too late in my career to even know how to change the title of that question. I could change it 100 different ways. Are there any questions about Antonin Scalia's passing? Did Scalia pass away of a heart attack? So just say it like it is. Was Scalia murdered? Because the first thing I thought when I read it was someone killed him. Immediately. Why? I don't know why. The minute I read pillow overhead, then I said, where's the Secret Service? No Secret Service. So, okay. Really? Who owns the ranch? That comes out the ranch is owned by an Obama supporter and an Obama award recipient. That's number three. Here's number four. Who is the U.S. Marshal in charge of that district? Robert R. Almonte, nominee for U.S. Marshal for the Western District of Texas. All right, fine. We don't know who he is. We're not here to disparage him. He was appointed by Obama. President Obama nominated Robert R. Almonte to serve as U.S. Marshal on March 25th, 2010. That's not suspicious unto itself. Presidents appoint marshals all the time, says the New York Times, says the Washington Post. Well, there's a lot of pieces here that seem to lead back to the peasant Avante in the White House, doesn't it? The man who controls all the marionettes on the stage. He worked for the El Paso, Texas Police Department from 78 to 03 and rose to through the ranks to deputy chief of the Major Crimes Bureau. That's interesting. 25 years in El Paso. Spent the majority of his career in narcotics investigations and retired as deputy chief of the department in 03. I'm sorry, I saw the movie Traffic, so I'm cynical. That's all I can say at this point. How come you could go to a movie with Michael Douglas and see a movie called Traffic? Wow, look at that, man. Look at that. There's corruption on both sides of the border. Holy God. And then in real life, you see no corruption when it's tied to a Democrat. You can't see anything. None of you could see anything on the left. You're blind. You're deaf, dumb, and blind. All you could do is smear anybody who raises questions asking for the truth. That's all you can do is smear. Now, I don't even want to get into the election and the debate the other night, which I watched. I wasn't even going to cover it anyway. I thought it was a little clownish, to be honest with you. I didn't like it. I thought it diminished the entire Republican field. It shouldn't have happened. But that's because the RNC wants the entire Republican field diminished. They're rooting for Hillary Clinton. The RNC is rooting for Hillary Clinton because if I was a Republican candidate, I would refuse to appear in any further debates. I would not submit myself to any of these leftist questions. Let's see Hillary submit herself to question after question in 15 debates and see how long that candle takes to melt. Or the communist Bernie Sanders, the loser bum. That loser bum, every time I see a broken car riding by with a distorted face on it, says, go Bernie. I know what they are. A bum. A ne'er-do-well into his late 30s who didn't earn a dime. A bum. Lived off his family till he was in his 30s, failed at everything. An angry radical spritzer, an agitator who never accomplished anything. He did nothing. Did you know he took his first bride, that Bernie did, to live in a maple sugar shack with a dirt floor, and she ditched him? She didn't want to use a toilet in the woods? See, then he's penniless, Bernie Sanders. He goes on unemployment. Okay, that happens. Then he has a child out of wedlock. Well, that's the norm in America today. That makes him even a better candidate to those with broken cars. Then he tries carpentry, but he couldn't even hammer a nail correctly. A friend told Politico magazine he was a terrible carpenter. His carpentry was not going to support him and didn't. Then he tried his hand freelancing for leftist rags, writing about masturbation and rape, I'm quoting now, for $50 a story. So he was a bum. But they said the only thing that Bernie Sanders was good at was talking and talking and talking about socialism and how the rich were ripping everybody else off. All he talked about was the redistribution of wealth. And the rest is history. This worthless loser bum is now being taken seriously by all the worthless loser bums in America. So let's get back to this now. What does this have to do with this? Well, I gave you some new facts that you may not have read in your paper. No, a lot of conspiracy theories here for sure that we have to look at very carefully. And if we were in a classroom, we'd put them on a board and say, although we don't believe in conspiracy theories, here are five facts that are very embarrassing for the investigation. And since we live in an open society and people are allowed to question, here are the five things that are hanging out there for us to look at, boys and girls. Can you still follow me now? Can you follow the bouncy questions? Let's see now. Where do we begin? Pillow overhead. No Secret Service, marshal appointed by Obama, hotel owner, friend of Obama. Let's see now, what else is there? Medical examiner without as much sense as my dog's toenail clipping. No medical examiner. Well, so we have to look in a little further. Oh, 6 days after the president's number one pork barrel green agenda was shot down by Justin Scalia. Scalia's found dead in the hotel. Let me read you a paragraph. It's about gay marriage and what Scalia wrote. Just a day later, the court ruled state laws prohibiting gay marriage were unconstitutional, again overriding the wishes of the people and trampling upon the principle of constitutional government. Justice Kennedy issued what Justice Scalia called in dissent, quote, an opinion lacking even a thin veneer of law, unquote. Somehow, though, Kennedy imagined the ratifiers of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution extended equal protection of the law to homosexuals seeking to get married, even though homosexuality was illegal in every state at the time. This is where we are. We have three branches of government that are not only supposed to check each other with their separate powers, but limit themselves to the powers delegated to them in the Constitution. They do neither. Instead, they join together in looting our wealth, trampling our liberty, and destroying our culture at the behests of special interests and their lobbyists. That's page 10 of the most important book of your generation, Government Zero. And so here we are now. Now our heart stops the other day. Every decision that was good and just and fair was 5-4. 5-4. It was always a squeaker. Well, the squeak is now over. And the fanatical man in the White House now wants to railroad somebody into that position. And my fear is that the Republican Party will not even oppose him. Oh, sure, they'll put up a fake fight, you know. They'll get the gobbler off his turkey ranch because he got everything he wanted. The gobbler got coal and then he shut his big fat mouth. The gobbler will go back to Kentucky and keep his mouth shut, and he will usher in another fanatic like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, I'm going to repeat it over and over again, that witch, the wicked witch of Washington, D.C., Ruth Bader Ginsburg had been the chief counsel for the anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-family ACLU for many years. She had no ability to be a fair justice, nor has she ever been. She's a fanatical left-wing maniac. How did she get appointed to the Supreme Court? The very same Republicans who put Ginsburg on, who let's say anointed her. They're still there. They're still there. None of them have gone on to their rewards. They're still there. And it's only gotten worse. So there it is. I've laid the case out before the jury of the Savage Nation. I've laid out not the whole case, but I would say laid out a sufficient number of questions for anyone with a rational mind to say, you know what? Hey, the guy has a point. This is fishy. At very least, let's get an autopsy and see what went on there. Was it a heart attack? Now they're saying it's not a heart attack. So initially when I read about it, I said, wait a minute, hold it now. Let me use my background in chemistry and pharmacology just for a few minutes. And I used the algorithm of my mind. And I remembered some of the pharmacology I'd read and then read some more on ways to trigger a fatal heart attack that wouldn't even be seen. So I want to talk about that because now we'll find out it's not a heart attack. Now, many of you are saying, come on, you know, what happened here? Democratic Party donor, recipient of award from Obama, discovers the body of Judge Scalia. Tells us that the judge had a pillow over his face. Judge's hands were folded in a funereal pose, with his pajamas unwrinkled, the bedding undisturbed. This means that neither the bed nor the pajamas were slept in. Means he laid down on the bed, and he was found with a pillow over his head in the morning. So what does that mean? Well, I have an answer from a mystery writer who I very much respect. He's a very famous mystery writer. Very, very famous. He's written novels that you'd never believe he wrote. I don't know if I can even mention, I don't think I should, but, oh no, he's actually a co-author with Tom Clancy on some novels. My friend Jeff Rovin. And he said, it could also suggest the guy just laid down and stayed there. This is a very interesting one. If he died early on, of course, the bedding wouldn't be disturbed. If he thought he was having indigestion or reflux, he might also put his hands on his belly and lie on his back. If he left early for a rendezvous, rendezvous. He said, heck, men lie about going to bed early in a hotel for just that reason. Now remember, he's a mystery writer, suspense writer. There would also be signs of another person, smell of perfume, high heels and carpet, someone hearing sounds from another room, security cameras in the hallway somewhere, fingerprints. Hey, wait a minute, security cameras. For God's sakes, they have them in supermarkets. They don't have them in a resort with such high-powered guests. Oh, they were turned off. Right. Oh, they were turned off at the time for repair. if a professional did it, they wouldn't put a pillow on the face and leave it there. I mean, everyone knows that. So what's the pillow got to do with it? Well, what is this with the pillow on the face? What's the pillow on the face? Well, there's another answer to that one as well that someone wrote to me about. So initially when I heard heart attack, which has now been ruled out, I asked myself, what drugs, immediately Saturday night, I couldn't eat. I said, if someone killed someone, what murder, what toxin would be used? And what toxic would be used that would not leave any telltale trace? So what does that mean? No metabolic trace. Which drug would not leave any metabolites? Now, what's a metabolite anyway? It's a Democrat voter who hasn't been registered yet by Obama. No. A metabolite is a byproduct of the body's metabolism. It's what's left after the body breaks down a substance into either small parts or changes the substance, the drug that is, into other chemicals. So what drug leaves no metabolic traces? The answer is none. So which drugs would leave behind metabolites that are only normal to the body? See, everything leaves a metabolite. But some are normal to the body, so they wouldn't be detected. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, see, what I love again is that one of the most popular shows on television is always these kind of shows. This category, right? Mystery shows. So that you heard about succinylcholine, didn't you? 1,000 times you heard about SUX, a neuromuscular paralytic drug. Oh, my God, where are we going today? Where are we going today? We're going wherever your mind will let you go, because the Savage Nation is talk radio for the thinking person.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. All right, so if you were to boil down everything that you heard in the last hour on this show, it comes down to, I demand an immediate FBI investigation. I demand, who am I? Nobody. I mean, what does it matter that I have millions of listeners and I've written seven New York Times bestsellers? What does it matter? I haven't been on the Oprah Winfrey show. I'm not known to the D.C. establishment. I haven't been invited to the White House by Bush. I didn't eat lunch with him as the other so-called conservatives did. Oh, yeah, they were all invited in with the Bushies. Now they make believe they hate them. I love this. This I love. They had breakfast at Tiffany's they had. They may believe they never were at Tiffany's now. But let's get down to brass tacks. What does this mean? It means we want an autopsy. And we, the people, demand an investigation. And I don't mean the FBI. That's not going to work. The FBI is totally politicized. They're paralyzed by Obama. He stops them at every turn. We need an independent counsel to investigate this death. We need the Magruder Commission, for those of you who know what I'm saying here. We need the Magruder Commission. We need a commission. We need a bipartisan commission. I don't care, 5 Dems, 5 Republicans, but I want the truth on this death, and there should be no appointments until that report is published. They're not going to railroad Loretta Lynch, who called for the dismissal of the First Amendment. Never forget who that woman is. She demanded that the First Amendment be curtailed. She said so. We have the soundbite. Now he wants to take that New York judge and put her on the Supreme Court?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
New Monday, I'm a Hebrew Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
It's The Savage Nation. So we are asking for a Warren Commission. Not a Magruder Commission. It was the Magruder film, of course. A Warren Commission to investigate the death of Justice Scalia. That's what we the people demand. This is a very suspicious death. We've been talking about it for an hour. I will not repeat myself in the second hour. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Just in. I was going to do the Scalia thing for 3 hours. And it'll keep coming up because some of my callers are just brilliant, as they used to say in London, before it became Londonistan. They're just brilliant, some of my callers. So my good friend, the great writer, Jeff Robin, says, by the way, justices don't get Secret Service protection, number one. Okay. But then he says, reverse engineer it. Why would Scalia have gone there with so many lunatic Dems? If he were poisoned, then the pillow is a red herring. You know, they could have saved themselves trouble just by sending him hunting with Dick Cheney. Oh, stop that. Of course, that entered my mind as well, incidentally. So, look, the conspiracy theories abound, and there's no reason for you to dismiss all of them as absurd since he was found with a pillow over his head in an uncrumpled bed. That's A. And I'll repeat again that a former homicide commander in Washington, D.C., William O. Ritchie, formerly head of criminal investigations for the Department of Columbia Police, significant man, wrote in a post on Facebook yesterday, as a former homicide commander, I am stunned that no autopsy was ordered for Justice Scalia. Now, the Marshals Service said Scalia had declined the security detail while at the ranch, so marshals were not present when he died. I don't know. That's an iffy thing to begin with. You say, well, come on, why do you need a security detail at such a safe place, right? That's your figure. Look, it's so remote, you know, it's filled with so many famous people. I don't know. A guy like him who just turned down Obama on the green grift? He knocked out the green grift. It was $1 trillion a year minimum. $1 trillion a year minimum of grift coming into the green gangsters. I'm sorry, not supposed to say green gangsters. Green is good. The green criminals were going to rip off $1 trillion a year, minimum. And he knocked it out of the park. He stood in the way. So then they find some justice, the piece, Cinderella. I say her name is Cinderella. I swear to God I couldn't make this up. It is Cinderella. The judge who said that he was dead based on info from law enforcement officials by telephone. Her name is Cinderella Guevara. I can't make this up. I've written 3 successful novels. Abuse to Power, A Time for War, Countdown to Mecca. I couldn't have invented. If I had written the book that the justice, some crackpot little local justice who did this, her name was Cinderella, the editor would have said, look, Mike, you got to make it a little more serious than that. You can't call her Cinderella. That's such a stupid parody that no one's going to buy that. Her name is Cinderella! Her name is Cinderella. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara said she declared Scalia dead based on info on the telephone from law enforcement officials who said that there was no sign of foul play. I mean, local law enforcement officials in a border town in Texas. Did anyone see the movie A Touch of Evil, done quite a while ago by Orson Welles? The whole thing's a touch of evil. Where are Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg now that we don't need them? Answer, they'll never touch this one. Instead, they'll talk about the evils of PG&E. Or nuclear power is bad. Or coal miner's daughter. Why don't they do a movie about this? What a movie this would be. Oh, why don't they do a movie about the Islamist threat to the whole world? Nah. No, you don't do that in Hollywood. Only Christians are threatening. Only skinheads are threatening. You know, look what I'm turning to for an answer. That's all. Katzenberg and Spielberg. Now, some answer I'm going to get from them. Or the music producer, the music man in New York. Geffen's going to give me the solution I need. They run the world. So Cinderella said she declined the autopsy. The manager of the El Paso funeral home that handled Scalia's body said Scalia's family insisted against an autopsy. Well, so far as I know, that can be overridden by a federal government who thinks there's foul play. So, Mr. Ritchie, big man, important man, former head of criminal investigations for the D.C. police, who thinks the way any rational man would think, who could still think, said, quote, you have a Supreme Court justice who died not in the tenets of a physician. You have a non-homicide-trained U.S. Marshal tell a justice of peace that no foul play was observed. You have a justice of the peace pronounce death while not being on the scene. and without any medical training, opining that the justice died of a heart attack. What medical exists? What medical proof exists of an MI? Why not a cerebral hemorrhage? He asks. Now, this is interesting. Richie also raised questions about the marshal's actions. Remember I said who appointed the marshal? The marshal was appointed by the guy in the White House. This is out of a banana republic now. We've now melted down to like Uruguay. Obama's turned America into Uruguay. He said, quote, how could the marshal say without a thorough postmortem that he was not injected with an illegal substance that would simulate a heart attack? Quote, did the U.S. marshal check for hemorrhage in the eyes or under his lips that would have suggested suffocation? Did the U.S. marshal smell his breath for any unusual odor that might suggest poisoning? My gut tells me there is something fishy going on in Texas, close quote. That's the former homicide commander for Washington, D.C. So when we talk about what Scalia murdered, this is not just to make you, oh, I'm listening, you know, he's making it up for contents. Went quail hunting again? Quail was one's vice president. What are they hunting for him? I could probably look him up in the D.C. phone book. Scalia's last moments on a Texas ranch quail hunting, found in perfect repose under a pillow. Okay. And that's that. The pillow you didn't read about in the New York papers. There weren't a lot of publishers. This is a whole book already. The presses are screaming with books on this. Spinning around the clock, but no one will buy it. Well, election year. Come on. What do they care? So now, look, we could talk about what poisons leave no trace. Again, we go to our mystery writer, Jeff Rovin. He says there was nothing foul in his death, he said. Nothing foul. Only in the disgusting aftermath of internet commentary by liberals. He said, if I said those things about Bernie or Hussein, speaking of vile, here are two of the scenarios being floated by my pals in D.C. This is an amazing thing I'm about to read you. I'm not giving it to you now. I'm going to make you listen through the break before I get to it. This is important before Donald comes on. You're not going to believe what's coming, what Hussein is going to nominate, and what Hussein is plotting right now. No, no, no. It's not the supreme leader of Iran to be on the Supreme Court. I don't think even he could get away with that at this time. He could try it. No, it's not Fidel Castro. He could try that. No, it's not Al Sharpton, who can't read or write, so far as I know. I don't think that would stop him from putting him on the Supreme Court. No, no, it's somebody else. Let's go to a caller. I haven't taken a caller. I'm too excited. I am so excited with the horror that this country is facing under this gangster. I mean, the whatever you call it. That I didn't even have a buffet brought in for lunch today. I ate a yogurt. I'm just too excited. I can't even eat. I'm besides myself with excitement at what's going to happen to this country if Hussein is allowed to get away with this. If Hussein railroads Loretta Lynch or another fanatical loser onto the Supreme Court, the country is finished forever. It will never recover. And you know that there's nothing to stop him. The only person who stopped him at all was Justice Scalia, who stopped him on coal, right? Stopped him on the Green Gang. And Scalia's now where? He sleeps with the fishes. Scalia sleeps with the fishes. It's eerie. The whole thing is eerie. It's criminal. I don't live in America anymore. I live in some banana republic now. I feel like I'm living in a banana republic. Things are going on that you could never think would go on in a country with a free press. Yeah, free press, sure. Sulzberger Jr., free press. That's some free press. He had a free ride all his life. How could I have a newspaper? Or the other geniuses with the free ride. So what poisons leave no trace? I told you already. Succinyl cholate. I told you that one already. Do we cover that? It's in the clip job. Ways to trigger a heart attack. Here, I got it buried in this. I was researching this. So there's a couple other ways. Potassium chloride, calcium gluconate, air embolism. The easiest way to knock someone off without detection is an air embolism. That's a forced heart attack. But he didn't die of a heart attack. Now, that was initially heart attack. Now, no heart attack. All you do is inject 60 milliliters of air in a syringe into any vein. Causes the chambers of the heart to fill with air, which causes a heart attack. And that's known as a pulseless electrical activity heart attack. That's another form of a cardiac arrest. The only thing that's left behind is a needle mark, a pinprick. However, since it's in El Paso and there's been no autopsy, forget about it. You know, I mean, they could find a vein in an unusual part of the body. Small enough gauge needle is used. Forget about that. The needle mark would be barely noticeable. If the coroner is not as careful as she should be, what coroner? There was no coroner. He called it in. He called it in from saying he was shooting tequila shots somewhere in a bar on the border. All right, just say he died of a heart attack. Now, don't bother me. I got Graciela here on one arm. See, I write in my head like, it's like a touch of evil, more than a touch of evil. It's not even a dollop of evil. This is more than a dollop of evil. We'll change the title from A Touch of Evil. We'll go from Orson Welles to Orson Savage. From A Touch of Evil to A Pound of Evil in one generation. Oh, let me take this call. John on WABC, you're dying to tell us how to kill somebody. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Michael, years ago I knew a girl who had dated an assassin. The assassin who was, he was a guy that if he got caught, no one would take responsibility for him. And she said, whenever you hear about a public official dying in their sleep, dying in their pajamas, they inject something into the toothpaste, and it's after they brush their teeth. I don't know what the chemical was, but she said that's how they do it. And she goes, always be suspicious when an ambassador or a senator dies in his sleep, and it's all of a sudden, oh, he had a heart attack. It's like, well, he had we didn't know he was in bad health. Why would he just...
Well, but they wouldn't even do an autopsy. There was no medical examiner. We don't even know. There was no investigation.
The minute they said, I was watching Manchurian Candidate Saturday night on Channel 13, and then the news broke for Scalia, and I go, oh, my God, it's like our, you know, the antenna is...
Do you believe this government is corrupt enough to do a thing like this?
I think someone could hire someone to do that. Why would he suddenly die in his sleep? And if he was on a hunting trip, you know he had to get a good bill of health. And now they're not doing the autopsy. I thought something before. They said they're not doing an autopsy. But then when I heard they're not...
Let's roll the clock back. It's 17 minutes after hour number two of the Savage Nation on this sleepy Monday. For an hour and 15 minutes, I've been talking about all the pieces that don't add up. Don't you think that there are sufficient grounds for doubt that there should be a federal investigation like a Warren Commission, like they did for JFK?
Well, no, I think they should do an autopsy. I mean, whatever it is.
Well, of course, they're going to bury him without an autopsy. It'll be too late. But I've seen enough of these shows where they disinter the body, right?
Yeah, they're going to burn it. It's going to be ashes.
Oh, God, don't say that. No, I think not. I think he's a very devout Catholic. They don't do the burn. They don't do the burn. They do the burial. They don't fry. It's not funny. I mean, but the whole thing's crazy now. It's getting nuts by the minute. Listen, if there is a cremation, it's over. If the family orders a cremation, which is very unusual for a devout Catholic family, priests, are there any priests in the audience? How common is cremation today amongst devout Catholics as opposed to burial? In my knowledge, is very, very low percentage. It's against the Catholic Church, cremation, so far as I know. Listen to me. What'd you just say? It's the people he talks to me on the phone. Instead of sending me a message, this is what I got to put up with. Another one walks in the house and says, here's your yogurt. I never saw anything like this, what I got to put up with. But when I'm an average guy, with a very good, keen, investigative mind, extremely capable of thinking, extremely capable of reasoning, with tremendous educational background, but an ordinary guy in so many ways, an ordinary man says something stinks to high heaven here. That's what America wants an answer to. Back in a minute, Trump at 1:30 after.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. All right, in a few minutes, Donald Trump joins us to talk about the debates the other night, and he's in a huge fight with Teddy. Not my dog, Teddy Cruz. He claims Teddy Cruz is lying and that Teddy Cruz is a liar. He lies about everything Donald says. He says Teddy Cruz is such an unstable individual that he's thinking of suing him. And he's going to be on this show to talk about it. So this is a big fight, and I wish it didn't happen, but it happened. The fight is on. And the only one laughing is Hillary Clinton, but it happened. Now, to get back to the Scalia situation. Someone says, here are the scenarios being floated by his pals in Washington, D.C. One, Hussein nominates Joe Biden, who has enough friends in the Senate to win easily. Two, Hussein nominates a super left-winger, sure to lose and tie things up, until he hopes Hillary wins and names him, Obama, to the Supreme Court. Yes, just as Barack Hussein Obama becomes justice. Scenario three. I'm hearing again that neither Bernie nor Hillary will get this nomination. She will drop out as FBI closes in, and that Biden gets tapped. He's been tapped from day one. And, of course, if Trump wins South Carolina, we will certainly have President Donald, which we all are praying for, the only chance to save America. That's it. That's it for the hour two already, half of it. I don't know where to tell you. This is awful, this whole thing. The minute I heard it, my gut hurt me. The only thing we had left was that razor-thin margin. And the champion of that razor-thin margin of sanity was Justice Scalia, who just a few days ago knocked Hussein in the teeth with his green gangsterism. He kicked him in the teeth. He knocked the guts out of him. He couldn't deliver. And he's dead now. Don't put two and two together. You're liable to get four. Donald Trump in a few minutes. Be here. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up, please rise. The next president of the United States of America joins us to talk about the deceitful Republican National Committee and the imbalanced Ted Cruz. Donald Trump, welcome to the Savage Nation. This is quite a dust-up. It's amazing to see what's going on here.
It's amazing, actually, Michael. I've always dealt with people that I've had some real bad ones in my life, but I haven't seen people like this that would lie to this extent. And then you also see the way that room was set up the other night where everybody in the room, and I heard I won the debate. Everybody tells me I won, but, you know, the room was such a setup. It was ridiculous.
Every time you said a word, you got booed. What were they, all Cruz supporters?
They were mostly, not actually for Cruz, they were mostly for Bush. You know, he has 148 million. That's all he has. He's got the 148 million, but nothing going. And
I watched you and Bush, and you know, I got to tell you something. This guy is so weak. It was embarrassing to see him up there. He looked like he was going to break into tears. And the best retort of the night, Donald, was when he said, "My mother's the strongest woman I ever met." You said, "Then she ought to run." I agree with you. Barbara Bush should be running, not him.
It's a crazy thing. And look, he's not a good candidate, but, you know, because of the connections, he has $140 million. Most of it's been wasted. So let's see where he goes after this.
So Donald, I need to come back to the topic we've been all screaming about here, which is Scalia. Was he murdered? I know it's pretty brutal to say that. And I'm not wanting to drag you into this, but this is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I went on the air and said we need the equivalent of a Warren Commission. We need an immediate autopsy before the body is disposed of. What do you think of that?
Well, I just heard today, and just a little while ago, actually. You know, I just landed, and I'm hearing it's a big topic, the question. And it's a horrible topic, but they say they found the pillow on his face, which is a pretty unusual place to find a pillow. I can't tell you I can't give you an answer. You know, usually I like to give you answers, but I literally just heard it a little while ago. It's just starting to come out now, as you know, Michael.
All right. Well, I've been covering it for an hour and a half. There's a lot more to it than that. There was no medical examiner present. There was no one who declared the death. It was there. It was done by telephone from a U.S. Marshal appointed by Obama himself. So let me not try to drag you into something you haven't studied, because I don't think it would be fair to you and to the audience. I think after you look into these facts, Donald, you yourself will have to come to some different conclusions than you may think. But let's go into the lies of Senator. I'm reading your headline. Donald J. Trump responds to the lies of Senator Cruz and warns of legal action. Please tell the audience what that's about.
Well, everything that I've never seen a guy like this. He'll take something. For instance, you know, because you've covered me a long time, that I'm very strong on guns and Second Amendment, right? And
yes.
He'll say, Donald Trump does not believe in the Second Amendment. I'm pro-life. They'll say, Donald Trump isn't pro-life. I'm, you know, Common Core. You got to end it. We want to end Common Core, bring education local. He'll say, Donald Trump likes Common Core. I've never seen anything like it where somebody will just take whatever he wants to say, whatever the voters maybe don't like, and just say that's what he likes. Now, at the end of, and don't forget, he did this with Carson, with Ben Carson. He said, Ben Carson has left the race. Everybody vote for me. And they dragged people into the voting halls, and thousands of votes went to him, in the opinion of many. So, I mean, and then he voted, he did a voter violation form, which is like a fraudulent document. Like, I've never seen a guy who cheats like this. It's unbelievable. And what he says is, you know, he just make things up. He'll take a topic, Michael, and just say you're the opposite. But you know, like on guns and Second Amendment, I've been very strong on Second Amendment, and I have my whole policy out there. Everybody knows it, and they certainly hear it with the speeches. And he'll say, oh, he doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. You know, so I have never seen. So I figured I better have a news conference because I don't want him to do what he did to Carson. He apologized after the election to Carson. That doesn't help.
Donald, look, you come from a very tough background as a contractor in New York City, which anyone in the building trades will know is the toughest place on earth to get anything done. You build these amazing skyscrapers. You redevelop railroad yards over a 30-year period. So you've dealt with some really tough hombres over your life. Have you ever seen anything as dirty as politics in your entire life?
No, politics is dirty. Cruz is a liar, and I've dealt with liars before, but this one's about the worst I've dealt with. And, you know, he holds up the Bible, Michael, and says, like, you know, he's this great Christian, but, you know, great Christians don't lie. And he, you know, I've been very surprised by it because I've met some very bad dudes over my life. You understand that. I've met them about as bad as they come. But in terms of, and I've met them a lot tougher than him, much tougher, like day and night. But in terms of the lies, I've never seen anybody that can lie like him.
So where do you go from here? You have a debate. Again, you let the liberal media is setting up Republican candidates against each other to make you look bad. They're dragging you into fighting with each other, and Hillary gets away with it all. What happens next, Donald? Why don't these debates come to an end already?
Well, we had a debate. Supposedly, I came out very well in the debate. You know, Drudge and Time Magazine, they do all these polls, and I won all the polls and did well. But, you know, it's interesting because the questions that were asked were very provocative questions, and it made the other people go a little bit crazy. And I don't see those questions being asked of the Democrats. In fact, the Democrat debates are so boring. I mean, they're not even watchable. But
what about, you know, the death of Scalia? You actually commented on it during the debate. It was the first question. You certainly don't think that Hussein Obama should have the right to do an interim appointment, do you?
No, I actually commented that we're going to have to make sure the Senate and Mitch McConnell holds it up. You know, we've been very disappointed in the job they do, but they have to hold it up. And I've been very strong on that. And, you know, I would appoint very, very, I actually named two judges, you know, Diane Sykes, et cetera, et cetera. And I named two judges that would be good, very conservative judges. And as an example, Cruz went out and said, I'm going to appoint liberal judges. I'm the only one that named judges. I mean, I will appoint conservative. But he said, Trump is going to name liberal judges. Now, how do you find, you know, it's,
well, you name William Bill Pryor Jr. and Diane Sykes. You are on record for saying those are the kinds of judges who you would appoint to the Supreme Court. So how could he say you would appoint a liberal to the Supreme Court? Where does that come from?
Michael, he just says it. He said, Donald Trump's going to appoint a liberal. Okay, now everyone says, oh, but we don't want that. I mean, a guy really is bad. I haven't seen anything quite like this. He said, I'm the only one in the debate that talked about two people. Now, doesn't have to be them, but they're two good examples of people you could support and appoint. So we'll see what happens. But I heard that my news conference was well covered, and we'll get the word out.
Well, I appreciate you being on the Savage Nation. Look, this is a very serious time in American history. It got much worse over the weekend, Donald. We had a razor-thin savior of the conservative, or shall I say traditional ways in America, Antonin Scalia, who was found dead under suspicious circumstances. And now this character in the White House, who nobody with a rational mind should trust, is trying to railroad Loretta Lynch down our throats. That came out today as his number one choice. Can you believe this?
Oh, it's a Loretta Lynch. Wow, that's his number one choice. Did that actually come out today, huh?
That's being floated around, and of course she was handpicked by Al Sharpton, Donald. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so that's where they are.
Well, look, I'm not asking you to make me a Supreme Court justice when you become president. Don't get me wrong, but somebody's got to stop it and say, don't do this until there's a new president, whoever it may be, and I hope it's you.
the Senate should be with a majority. They should be able to do it very easily. It's not that long a period, and they should be able to do it. But you know they've been letting us down all year long, and they've been letting us down for years. So we'll see what happens. But Mitch
McConnell, you know that just 5-6 days before Scalia was found dead with a pillow over his face, he was the lead voice against Obama's attempts to railroad that green gangsterism down our throats. He knocked it out. He was the one who did it.
Yeah. Well,
so, you know, it's very, again, look, I'm in talk radio. You're running for the presidency. It's two different worlds in some ways. And I don't want to drag you into my world because it's quite a different world, by the way, than the one you're in right now. So before you get to the primary, which is what, Monday, Saturday? When is the primary in South Carolina?
In South Carolina, Saturday. The voting day is Saturday.
Saturday. So that's another big day in America that we're all going to be watching. What do the polls show right now?
Well, it shows that I have a lead in the polls, but you never know what happens, and I just hope everybody gets out and votes. You know, it's called Make America Great Again. I hope everybody gets out and vote, but I right now have a lead in the poll. Who knows what it is, but we'll see. We're going to know on Saturday night, Michael. You'll be watching.
Yes, I will be. Donald Trump, good luck, and thank you for being kind enough to come on to the Savage Nation.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Michael. See you soon.
Well, there you have it from Donald Trump. I find it to be very sad because I think Cruz is a good man. I think Trump is a great man. And I don't like seeing this warfare because it's very, very good for Hillary Clinton. That's the bad part of this. And now I want to go back to the topic of the day, which is the death of Scalia. And I think we have to get back to that. Was Scalia murdered? And I gave you an hour and a half on that. And we have to talk about it because there are so many suspicious elements. On Facebook, I put up a question that night on my Facebook account. I have to read it to you for 1 minute. Please bear with me. I, today of all days, have 200 pieces of paper floating around, which is normally 198 pieces of paper, but today it's 200. Now, there are people who have copied my Facebook page, and many of you are on the wrong page, so listen to me carefully. There are many imitators and fan sites out there. The easiest way to follow me, Michael Savage, on Facebook and Twitter is simply go to my website, michaelsavage.com, and click on the Facebook icon at the top and the Twitter icon. These will take you to my real sites. So I go back to when it happened, when I read about it, the pillow over the head, and I put up a statement where this was right after the profile of me in the New Yorker that I reran because I don't think people know enough about me to even judge who I am. And I put up a question about that. Then I dropped it and I put up, oh, here it was, Saturday night at 8:11 a.m. the next morning. Where is the toxicological report on Scalia? That was number one. That's all I asked. Where is the toxicological report on Scalia, right? Then this morning, I link an article from the San Antonio newspaper, and I say this on Facebook now. Scalia found with a pillow over his head. Some dare not see the truth. Hello. So now all of a sudden, 110,000 people are reached in a few hours. Do you think all 110,000 people are crazy? Do you think that everybody in this country just watches Oprah Winfrey and the Kardashians? I'm afraid maybe more so than you believe. I'm starting to believe that, well, I forget what I believe. It doesn't matter right now. The question is, there's sufficient doubt about the official story, which has changed several times, that there should be the equivalent of a commission, a Warren Commission on the death of Justice Scalia. Interestingly enough, Earl Warren was a very liberal Supreme Court justice, as you well know. Just as a side note, Earl Warren was very, very liberal. And I remember that, well, some halls at UC Berkeley were named. There was a hall, Warren Hall, if I'm not mistaken, named for him. That's neither here nor there. I just remember his name on the top of one of the buildings. So who's going to steal the presidency? Who's going to steal the Supreme Court? Why doesn't the family want an autopsy? Why are there so many discrepancies? Why was there a pillow found over his head? People do die in their sleep all the time. Do any people sleep with pillows over their head? Robert, do you sleep with a pillow over your head? I mean, I heard people sleep with pillows under their head. I know most cultures people sleep with pillows under their head, but we'll hear soon from Chris Matthews that, oh, no, no, it's very common in the Italian culture to sleep with a pillow over your head. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know many Italians sleep with pillows over their head. That's how it's done in Old Italy or in Queens, New York. They all sleep with pillows over their head. That's what you're going to hear now. The cover-up's coming now. The cover-up. So what is going on here? Sheets pulled up nicely to his neck. Hands were crossed in his chest. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Justice Scalia dies at Ranch Resort owned by Democrat Party donor and Obama Award recipient. Oh, my God. Holy God. Wait, it was natural causes? No, it was a heart attack. Wait, they found him in a bed with a pillow over his head? Bedclothes unwrinkled? He was at the ranch with no security because what? Well, I don't know. Did you hear Obama's speech after it happened? Oh, you got to hear this one. He was, by the way, take a guess where your president was when it happened. Fundraising. Where else? Either golf or fundraising, that's all. Either having a party in the White House, golfing, on vacation, or fundraising, that's all. That's his job. It's a nice job to have. You get Air Force One around-the-clock security. You can start wars with impunity. Doesn't matter what you do. You get covered for by the newspapers. So you go out and raise money. Everyone tells you you're great. You go on vacation. Everyone tells you you're great. You go golfing. Everyone lets you win. So why do you think that you're a... Let's play the remarks by the president on the passing of U.S. Supreme Court justice and go to break. Robert, just a little bit of it.
For almost 30 years, Justice Antonin...
No. Play number two. Where he said, play the number two part. That's the
best. My constitutional responsibility is to nominate a successor in due time. Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility.
Already announced it 2 days
later. To give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote.
Yeah.
These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should
everyone. All right, you got the picture already. They got it lined up. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. I'll be here for another hour, and all I want to talk about was the Scalia passing. I open hour one with, was Scalia murdered? Plain English, it's what everyone's asking themselves who have a skeptical. Anyone with a skeptical mind, and who would not be skeptical with this regime, is saying, wait a minute, this is suspicious. 5 days after, Scalia knocks Obama down on the mat, knocks him out with the green gangsterism. He's found dead. Say, all right, it's coincidental. Then you got all the cynics out there say, oh, come on, it's just a conspiracy theory. Nothing to see here, let's move on. I believe there are so many factors that haven't been adequately discussed or answered, and I'm not alone anymore, that there must be the equivalent of a Warren Commission, immediate autopsy. I don't want to hear cremation is over with and they can't do it. Once I hear that, it's over, finished. Then it's a guarantee it's a conspiracy. Guarantee you. Now, why was there no investigation so far? Toxicology accompanied a search for fibers in the lungs, a search for fibers in nasal passages, marks on his chest to show a struggle, if he was suffocated, in fact. Or was the pillow a ruse? Was that not the method used? Or did he just wake up and die and pull the pillow over his head?
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, first of all, it's a very sad day in America that a man of his stature died. Let's put aside everything for the minute. He was an intellectual giant. He grew up in the same kind of lower middle class milieu I grew up with in Queens, in a different part of Queens. An attached brick house. Believe me, I understand his background very well because I grew up in it. You know, a 20-foot wide house with a lot of 100 feet long. Three bedrooms, one bathroom upstairs, a half a bath downstairs. I grew up with it, with a garage under the house. And he went to the Heights. And he was the razor-thin difference between total the abyss that we will have if we let Hussein get away with what he's trying to get away with. And leads us back again to the main question today, which was Scalia murdered? Now you say, oh, that's horrible to even ask. Can't you be nicer about it? I could be. But it's what those with a skeptical mind are asking in a country that's been torn apart by this gangster regime. I'll have to start all over again for those of you who can only think of it's put in the context of your political orientation. So let's start from the other point of view. Let's say, God forbid, it was the most extremist left-wing justice, Ruth Bad Girl Ginsburg. And let's say, even though she's been sick with cancer for over 10 years, she decides to go to a remote resort in Texas. She has no protection. She goes to sleep at night at 9 o'clock saying, it's been a long week and I'm tired. She's found the next morning fully clothed with her pajamas on without a wrinkle on the sheets with a pillow over her head. And to top it off, there's a Republican president with a few months left to go. You're telling me the left wouldn't be screaming for a Warren Commission and an autopsy? Of course they would be. So don't tell me I'm wrong. Just put it on the other side of the coin here. And they would be screaming, Donald Trump has no right to appoint anyone to the Supreme Court right now. He only has X months to go. He can't do it. That's what they'd be saying. You think they'd be demanding an investigation? Yes. That's why I am asking for an investigation and an autopsy. That's all. How come you haven't heard one word from the corrupt Republican Party? Answer, because they're a corrupt party. They don't exist for any reason other than to advance their own agenda, period. So I did it. So that's going to open it up again. Now there's other elements that I have to repeat again for those of you just tuned in. The resort was owned by a Democrat donor and a Barack Obama award winner. That's important for you to understand. John Poindexter, I'm sure he's a fine man, but he is a Democrat, a donor to the Democrat Party. He did receive an award from Barack Obama. He's the owner of the Cibillo Creek Ranch that Supreme Court Justice Scalia was found dead at this weekend. Did you know any of this? I don't think so. It's President's Day weekend. Why bother with this? Just get drunk. Be a good American. Get drunk and clog your arteries. That's all. It's your day off. You're entitled to clog your arteries and get drunk. That's what you're supposed to do as a good American. In fact, if you don't clog your arteries and your brain, if you don't fog your brain with alcohol, and you don't clog your arteries with saturated fats and other garbage, then you're probably an anti-American. In some way, you probably should be investigated by the U.S. Public Health Service for not promoting the foods and toxins that are necessary to kill you fast and or keep you alive as long as possible under the care of a quack. I don't know. Do people still want to talk about this? I hope so, because I think it's worthy of talking about. And as the thought leader in talk radio, yes, I am. I don't need anyone to approve of that. I am the thought leader. I have given you so many facts today that you didn't hear and you're not going to hear for a long time, from toxicology to methods of killing somebody without and leaving no trace, no metabolites. So many things were learned today that I'm surprised that you don't sit up and applaud me right now. And that will give you the exercise you need to stay with me for another 50 minutes. So everyone listening to the show, please rise from your sofa or get off your lawnmower or dismount from your toy horse. I try to imagine the audience what they're doing on a day like today. Here in California, it's so beautiful you could cry. We're having freak weather. We're having freak summer weather, and it's because of a high pressure zone that's bringing in the hot air from the desert way up in Northern California. I like it a little bit, but the truth is, I like my fog, if you don't mind. I moved out here for the fog, not the sun. If I wanted sun, I would have moved to Hawaii or to San Diego. So it's freak weather. People are paddle boarding. They're boating. It's beautiful to see. And I already went into summer mode. I ditched the winter clothes. I put on the summer clothes. I spent two interesting afternoons with the dog. You know how you go, like, to a remote area with a dog sometimes? Do you ever do that? Anyone raise your hand? You know, no people. I went down near the Golden Gate Bridge, a certain place I haven't gone to for years because I needed the air. My allergies were killing me. And short of going to Florida to get away from the allergies, oh, my God, the acacia are killing me here in Northern California. When I see that yellow pollen on my car, I know it's time to flee. It's like a toxic bomb. Your car turns yellow from the acacia. A foreign invader. A foreign invader that came here and just took over the whole the countryside. Anyway, so I needed air. So instead of going to Florida, I drove under the Golden Gate Bridge in a certain area, and I get air coming in right out of the ocean. I mean, it comes right through the oceans. I don't even need a boat to get it. And lo and behold, you want to hear something funny? I can't mention the guy's name. I go there on Saturday with the dog. And you know how, like, when you go out with a dog, like, you mess the car up a lot. I had clothes, like, five different changes of clothing in the back seat. And we'll talk about them. No, we'll do the autopsy in a minute with Scalia. And kind of, like, let my hair down. Everything's a mess in the car. All I brought with me were nuts and raisins for a snack, because I don't want to eat garbage food in a certain place that have, like, liquor. And I didn't want to, like, resort. See, sometimes, like, you get hungry. And you know not to eat that, but yeah, what the heck, it's a vacation, you eat that hamburger, have the hot dog. No, I don't even want to do that anymore. Maybe once every few years, but I had the nuts, I was Mr. Health with the dog. And aside from a few bad people who had their dogs off leash, who I'd like to have them arrested, always a liberal, always the same thing, always a liberal. I'm walking with my little dog and I see a Rottweiler with some woman and her ugly husband. And they're supposed to be on leashes. It's in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, you know. And she said the dog's walking around. I had a little dog killed in front of my eyes. I didn't want to see it happen again. And if I'm holding my dog, I said to her, excuse me, I said it nicely, can you please leash your dog? She looks at me, you talking to me? I said, could you please leash your dog? She says, are you kidding? Okay, so there's that. That was nice. No rangers around. But I'm giving an example, a slight surface check. Lo and behold, I pick up my cell phone. I carry an old cell phone, the kind that they throw away in the garbage cans in the Lower East Side of New York when there is a certain line of work in the sanitation business, in the recycling business. They have many of these phones in their pocket. I have the same one for 5 years. It's a Rugby. I don't know the manufacturer. They don't even make them anymore. It's like a museum piece. I should save it for my museum. What is it? Not a Sanyo. I don't know. I'll have to get it. The thing has reception underwater. I never saw anything like this phone. Yes, I have an iPhone and an iPad, but I like the old phone, the flip phone. Reception, as I say, underwater in a sailboat. I ring my friend who I didn't even know he'd be there. Just I said, ring, ring, ring. I said, hey, Doc, do you know where I am? I figured I wasn't even going to answer me. He says, well, Michael, you could be anywhere. You could be in France. You could be in Florida. You could be in L.A. He said, where are you? I said, I'm right where you always play with your band, over by the Presidio Yacht Club. He said, well, I'm on my boat 10 feet from you. I'm in the yacht harbor. It was a one in a million. So I hung out with him a little bit, with Teddy, and we had some fun. He was throwing a thing in the water with chicken for crabs. Gets the crabs. He explained the difference to me between a Dungeness and some other kind of crab, which you can't eat the... I don't like crab to begin with. It's not an animal I will eat. I don't eat lobster. I don't eat crab. Like they eat, you know, the waste in the bottom of a, whatever it is. I'm not into it. I'm not a crustacean guy. I don't even like shrimp anymore, but we had a nice time hanging out. Nothing eventful. I'm trying to say to you, it's like summer weather. Now you get home and you find a Scalia's dead with a pillow over his head. And I have some friends who email me. They don't even know that he was found with a pillow over his head. They don't get that part of the story. It was cut out. The story was sent to the New York Times from the San Antonio paper, and New York Times, of course, left the pillow out of it. It might upset the libs running around the Upper West Side, ushering in the death of America. That's all. So that's a long way of saying the world is crazy right now. But you got to go on with your life. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know. Am I going to wind up playing backgammon with cars? I mean, if this keeps up, if Obama puts one of his left-wing goons on the Supreme Court, do you know what's at stake here? Do you have any idea what that maniac wants to do in the months that remain? Do you have any idea what he's liable to do if he's not stopped in his tracks by the Congress? He's got to be stopped. If ever there was a time for them to find a spine, it's now. And look who we're looking to for a spine. You hear this? Paul Ryan. McConnell we're going to look to protect America. Are you kidding me? So as I say to you, these are very strange times, and it has to be talked about. And he gets up there, and right away Obama says he's gonna fulfill his constitutional responsibilities. Play clip two, Robert, so they hear themselves.
I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility.
All right, let's stop right there. When I heard that, I said, oh, that's good. He's not going to jam it down our throats. 3 hours later, he says he's going to do it as quickly as possible. See how he did it? See how smart he is? See, Axelrod is his brain. What I love now, Axelrod, this is the guy who is Obama's brain. Axelrod is the engineer of all of the horrors in America. He's a commentator on CNN. Mr. Normal, Mr. Middle of the Roader. Does anyone follow me? Do I talk too fast or what here? When I get into my emotional state, I tend to run over my words. I could talk American. I could talk like an American by going much more slowly in my discussion of things. And I could lay them out a little more clearly for you and not get too emotional so that I sound like Hillary Clinton. Medicare, Medicaid, environment, women's rights, equal pay for equal work. Those millionaires and billionaires who are evil and must be stopped by me. Would you like that instead? Because I can do it as well on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCO. Found dead in a room at a hunting resort by the resort's owner. Pillow overhead. Bed sheets uncrumpled. No autopsy. Cinderella, the judge says, they call up Cinderella. Her name is Cinderella. I'm not making it up. And she says, what happened to the marshal? The marshal tells her, she's okay, he's dead. And he died of natural causes. Then first she said he died of a heart attack, myocardial infarction. Then she said, I was wrong. I only meant that his heart stopped. It wasn't a heart attack, said Cinderella Guevara. He died of natural causes. So that's a Dallas TV station is quoting her as contradicting herself. So right away, there's a conflict here, and there's so many conflicts and questions that, again, I repeat what was just published that I said, because it's important that we get it on the record, that I think, you know, I'm a talk show host. That's all I am. Savage calls for Warren Commission investigation on Scalia. Death. Why is that crazy? Tell me why that's, in your mind, why is that irrelevant? Savage to America on Scalia death. Quote, we need a Warren Commission investigation. This is serious business. Asks, was he murdered? Why is that crazy? I reversed it for you already. If it was a leftist justice found dead in a resort owned by a Republican donor while he was a Republican president, that's the logical conclusion that anybody would come to if they're on the left. So, well, I know. So logic doesn't play out. And the haters will get, oh, how dare you? It's crazy conspiracy theory. So let's take your calls. WABC Joe, thanks for holding so long. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
I don't know where Governor Abbott in Texas was on that. He should have had the body seized, and there should have been an autopsy. He should have demanded it. Now the body's been flown to Virginia. Where's the governor of Virginia having his state attorney seize that body, demand that autopsy? This could be a coup d'etat underway. We don't know. And you're the only one saying anything, Dr. Savage.
Well, I don't listen to other radio shows. I don't. I don't know what anyone else is saying, and I'd rather stick to what I'm saying. I found it a long time ago. Thank you for the compliments, but look, listen to me. I found it a long time ago, just a little radio secret for those of you in the business. Don't listen to other talk show hosts, because you'll start to imitate them. That's why several sound just like me. And so you have to understand, you can't listen. You start picking it up without even knowing it. Now, someone wrote this on my Facebook page, a woman from the Eastern Bloc. I wish I could find it in broken English. I can't find it. Here it is. I can't read her name, but she writes, hello, Mr. Savage. I'm listening to you on the radio. Why are you so surprised about the death of Judge Scalia? Why is that investigation, she asks? Because go to history. In Russia, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, and all over the communist countries, they have liquidated their opponents. Just go back to history, and I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. I like your show. Good luck. I like your show. Good luck. I don't sleep with a pillow over my head. I generally don't know of anyone who does. I hear that. Now we're going to hear stories. Watch how good the propaganda machine is. They must spend $100 million a month to prop up this administration with PR agents. Latest sleep techniques, a pillow over your head. Special pillows made for people who like to sleep. In a latest study by Reuters, 73% of respondents sleep with pillows over their head, especially Italian Americans from attached brick houses or in the judicial profession. Yes, we interviewed several judges outside the New York police precinct of Italian heritage and asked them how they sleep. Sir, what's your name? My name is Fiorello LaGuardia. And how do you sleep, sir? Well, I tend to like to sleep with a pillow over my head, although my wife thinks it's odd. It's a long tradition in the LaGuardia family to sleep with pillows over our head. Thank you, sir. Let's go to the next Italian. We're going through Little Italy now. We're walking through Little Italy in New York. We're on Mulberry Street. Let's stop at any restaurant. Hey, what's your name, sir? Angelo. Angelo Riccardo. Hello, Mr. Riccardo. Tell us, how do you sleep at night? Well, I sleep very well. What do you mean, how I sleep? No, I mean, do you sleep with a pillow under or over yet? Oh, I always sleep over my head a pillow. That's how we do it in old world. Oh, yes. So we all are sleeping with a pillow over our head because that was learned a long time ago because a Garibaldi slept with a pillow over his head. Not unusual then. Then they follow up a few weeks in America. Hey, how do you like that? I'm the only one sleeping with a pillow under my head. Must be something wrong with me. I'll call a doctor and I'll get a pill because I still sleep with a pillow under my head.
That we should not confirm any Bush nominee to the Supreme Court except in extraordinary circumstances. They must prove by actions, not words, that they are in the mainstream, rather than we have to prove that they are not. Considering the constitutional harm and dramatic departures that are in store if those few are joined by one more ideological ally, we have to, in my judgment, stick by the precepts that I've elaborated. I will do everything in my power to prevent one more ideological ally from joining Roberts and Alito on the court.
That sure makes good sense. And that was in 07. That was then, this is now. He called for blocking of all Bush Supreme Court nominations. That's all. Where is he today, old Chucky? Clinton already chimed in. She already screeching from a rooftop in clip 7. Listen to this one. Here she goes. Here she goes. The balanced Hillary Clinton in 7.
It is outrageous that Republicans in the Senate and on the campaign trail have already pledged to block any replacement that President Obama nominates. President Obama said he would nominate someone to the bench, and that's exactly what he should be doing. And Leader McConnell should follow the constitutional process.
Oh, she's back with the no wire hangers voice. She had a cap for a while, and no wire hangers came out, Robert. How's that possible? With the no wire hangers voice, she was trying to be Miss Moderate. And like a freak show came out. The war. Get me the no wire hangers voice, because it came back. I thought it was suppressed. I thought that they had it under control. They trained it for hours, hundreds of hours on the DVD tapes, MP3s, to control the no-wire hangers. And here it is again. Let's hear it. That's all. We don't have it.
No
dud, but
wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
Oh, this comic relief in the midst of all the madness. Who's Blumenthal? Who's Blumenthal? What is he? A senator? That character from Connecticut? Here's Mr. Blumenthal, one of the most fanatical of all of them, with a face on him, looks like carved by Woody Allen himself during his hour, during his off. If Woody Allen had off hours where he did like a hobby and carved puppet faces, he would look like Senator Blumenthal in clip 8. Listen to this one.
We all have a common goal in making sure the credibility and respect for the court is preserved, because that is one of its main assets. In fact, its preeminent asset in our democracy. And so I really believe now going forward, there is a constitutional responsibility for the Judiciary Committee and for the United States Senate that cannot be abdicated and rejected, as the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is threatening to do.
Now all of a sudden they want an appointment, and it's perfectly normal, while Schumer called for blocking all Bush Supreme Court nominations back in 07. Of course they lie. So what's the difference? So what do you want to talk about, Mr. Scalia, the pillow? Here's a really great sound bite. Did you hear how slowly Hillary talked about it again with the slow voice until the no-wire hangers popped out again? Is this Lindsey Graham or someone other Graham? You won't believe this. This is Lindsey Graham, who I always said to you was a liar through and through. Thank God he was knocked out of the box early on. A two-faced bad lawyer of the worst kind. You know, they did movies like Bad Cop, Bad Detective. This guy is so evil. Listen to Lindsey Graham saying he would vote for Hillary Clinton's liberal Scalia replacement in clip 9. Listen.
When election is over, the president wins, they have a chance to send qualified nominees of their philosophy to the Senate, and I will vote for them if they're qualified, even though I would not have chosen them. But this president has abused power. The Democratic colleagues that I've worked with closely on other issues decided to change the rules in a historic fashion to pack the court, and that abuse of power will have a consequence with me. But to conservatives, if Hillary Clinton wins the White House in 2017 and she sends over a qualified person who is liberal, I will intend to vote for them if they're qualified, so this election does have consequence.
Did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what he just said? If she sends over a qualified person who's a liberal, I'll vote for them if they're qualified. If they're liberal, they're unqualified. Just by definition, the word liberal means someone who's going to go around the law. That's what it means today. It's not the word liberal from when I grew up, which had a different connotation entirely. Then, of course, here comes the seltzer man, the pickle man himself, Bernie Sanders, Colonel Sanders' illegitimate relative. Again, he chimes in, a lunatic like this, a loser of the lowest. Listen to what he has to say now. Here he is. It is beyond my comprehension. I have never made a nickel in my life. I've never worked anywhere. I took my wife to an outhouse and a sugar farm. She left me the first time with a child who I could not raise because I don't have a dime in my pocket. I have always resented anybody who had a nicer car, nicer shoes, and a nicer wife. And there is no reason that I will stop bashing people who make any more money than I ever made in my life, because I am a poor man and I only see the world through the eyes of a loser. So now I have something to say about Obama's constitutional rights in clip 10.
It is beyond my comprehension, and it just speaks to the unbelievable level, an unprecedented level of Republican obstructionism against Obama from day one. This is not something that is in debate. The Constitution of the United States of America provides that the president appoints, nominates a Supreme Court justice, and then the Senate holds hearings and deliberations and votes on whether or not to approve that nomination.
Bring
the idea that Republicans want to deny the president of the United States his basic constitutional right is beyond my comprehension.
Global warming. Go into global warming now. Bring in global warming. Bring it up now. Global warming and billionaires and millionaires. You left that out. He explained his family couldn't imagine his success because my brother and I, mom and dad, grew up in a 3.5-room rent-controlled apartment in Brooklyn. And so the family scraped the money together and sent the crackpot to the University of Chicago. Failed to earn a living when he came out. And even as an adult, it took him 40 years to collect his first steady paycheck, and it was a government check. This comes from Investor's Business Daily, January 26th, of who this crackpot really is. This is unbelievable. Of this crazy, angry loser, radical, and agitator. And then where's the one where he took the wife to the sugar shack and she ditched him? Anyway, you get the picture. Had a child out of wedlock. All right, he's in good company there. That's the basic demographic of the Democrat. Here it is. One of his first jobs was registering people for food stamps, and it was all downhill from there. Bernie took his first bride to live in a maple sugar shack with a maple sugar shack with a dirt floor, and she soon left him. I wonder why the poor girl left him. Hi, hon, we're home. Penniless, Bernie goes on unemployment. Then he has a child out of wedlock. Then Bernie is desperate. He tries to be a carpenter, but he couldn't bang in a nail straight, according to another carpenter. Couldn't support him. So what does he do? He tries freelancing for leftist rags, and he writes about, quote, masturbation and rape. Well, that immediately makes him qualified to be head of HHS. He drives around in a rusted-out, Bondo-covered VW bug with no working windshield wipers. Again, there's the demographic. Friend said he was always poor and his electricity was turned off a lot. They described Sanders as a slob who kept a messy apartment, and this is what his friends had to say about him. The only thing Sanders was good at was talking nonstop about socialism and how the rich were ripping everybody off. See, you know who he is already. Everyone has one of them in their family, right? That you have to see twice every few years around funerals and weddings. That kind of relative shows up. That's the only time you ever see them, a funeral or a wedding. Now he's running for the presidency. Now let's get back to Alito. 855-407-282. WBOB Radio. Fred, welcome to the program. What's your comment?
Yes, Doctor. You said something about movies connecting to Scalia. There's a movie, an old movie called The Pelican Brief with Denzel Washington. It talks, it's almost, this thing almost comes out of a movie. You're talking about the green, and this movie is about a oil speculator, a rich man who's in league with who gave a lot to the president.
All right, whatever. So you're saying the fiction novel, The Pelican Brief, has a bit of an overlap with the death of Mr. Scalia. How so?
Well, in the sense that you're talking about how he stopped the green monies from actually coming through. So
yes.
You're talking about several billions, trillions of dollars, maybe.
Yes, that's right. He stood in the way of the green gangsters who were sure to make $1 trillion a year off the racket, until I was stopped by none other than the man found with a pillow over his head. Thank you for the call. That's the name of the novel, Man with a Pillow on His Head. He wants to appoint, it came out today that Obama's thinking of appointing the stooge, Loretta Lynch. Do you know who she is? Do you remember who this woman was? Al Sharpton dug her up from the U.S. court system. Obama put her on as Justice Department head. Now, do you remember one of the first things she did? Robert, you got to dig for this. I know it's the last minute. Do you remember the big hullabaloo when Loretta Lynch talked about stifling free speech in America? And she had to backtrack 2 days later. Does anyone remember? Raise your hand if any of you remember who Loretta Lynch is. Already gone. It's already a quarter to the hour. They're already gone. They listened for 2 hours. They had the Trump. They're back to the picnicking already with the crab. They got the crab nets in. They're bicycling. They're fishing. Let's see, it's a quarter to six on the East Coast already. The Chardonnay is out on the table. The barbecue is out because the weather's freezing back east. In Cincinnati, it's snowing. Here, it's summer. Oh, it must be crazy weather. It must be because of global warming. In my day, when there was crazy weather, my mother said it must be the nuclear bombs they were setting off. Now it's the weather. Always a reason for crazy weather. Weather is called crazy for a reason. It's called weather. Generally not controlled by idiots, by man, in other words. Generally controlled by nature, natural forces, natural phenomena. That's what controls weather. But when you live in an age where the idiots think they can control anything, they want to control weather. That's what they're telling you. Weather is a result of this, or weather is a result of that. Okay, what do you want to talk about in the waning moments of this hour of the Savage Nation? I already give you everything you need to know and then more. Everything you ever wanted to know about the death of Antonin Scalia and then some. But I can guarantee you this, more will come out over the next few hours and days than you could ever imagine. You got it? You found it? Wait, hold it. Robert found it. Robert's the best. He has the hardest job in radio and the most fun job in the history of radio, which is being my board operator. Young guy, under 30. We've been together how long now, Robert? A year? 2 years? Time flies. Robert Borowski started, never worked a show of this consequence before. No, he didn't. I'm telling you, this guy is so good. And we've had our ups and downs because I'm not easy to work for because I demand so much of myself. And I'm the only one in radio who demands things in the middle of a show without planning it. Nothing is scripted in that regard. I said, Robert, could you find the clip of Loretta Lynch, who Obama wants to put on the Supreme Court, to replace the man found with a pillow over his head? Listen to what she said not too long ago on the Savage Nation.
Now, obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech. But when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone to lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims but may be perceived to be Muslims. And they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we see that, we will take action.
So, in other words, she's going to decide as God Almighty herself that when speech edges towards violence, we don't know what that means, it's what she thinks it means, this is something from the ancient days of kings, she will take action, throw the book at anybody who she doesn't like. It caused such a controversy that she was forced to backtrack about a half a week later. Do we have that? Of the back, you do? No, you don't. If you have that, you get a double gold star, Robert, for the day. Right now, you only get three gold stars. You get four. But we're going to have it for you when we come back on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Oh, you found it? Give it to him now. The hand is up and the hand is down. You have your finger in the air like ISIS. I don't know what you're doing. I see a finger in the air like a middle...
Of course, we prosecute deeds and not words. But we always have a concern when we see rhetoric rising against any particular group in America, that it might inspire others to violent action, and that violent action is what we would have to deal with. What we're focused on, obviously, is protecting all of the people under the ambit of the Department of Justice.
In other words, she gave a little backtrack a few days later. And she said she was really meaning they would prosecute action, not words. But what she really means is she'll prosecute words, not actions. Back on the Savage Nation in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. There will be plenty of time for me to do
so. He's going to put a rubber stamper on like Loretta Lynch, Deval Patrick. God only knows what he wants to get away with. What has he not completed of his punch list to transform America? Well, let's see. You still have your guns, don't you? Second Amendment. He's got to get someone who wants to snuff it. Let's see. Immigration? What does that mean? Flood America with third worlders so there's no longer an America that you recognize? He's almost gotten that without a law. Could you imagine what he'd get if it was supported by the Supreme Court? Let's see. Abortion. That's not really resolved completely. That's never been fully resolved. He's got that one. What else is on his plate? Listen to me. This is a very historical deal here. And there was a wonderful summary of all of it by Carrie Severino on the National Review. And she said it's unbelievable that this is happening right now. She says Josh Blackman reports on his blog that the last time such a confirmation occurred under divided government was when Rutherford B. Hayes appointed Justice William Burnham Woods in 1880. Who knows who that is? Amazingly, that's the only historical example since the Civil War of a confirmation during an election year under divided government. So it's almost unheard of, but that doesn't mean that he won't do it. Because the president, as you know, is a revolutionary, and he has demonstrated his contempt for the Constitution over and over again. His previous two appointments to the Supreme Court never belonged there. They're ordinary women. I wouldn't even hire them for an accident case. If I had a fender bender, I would not have hired Justice Kagan or Sotomayor to represent me in court. I figured that they would lose. That's how good they were as lawyers. And then they're on the Supreme Court now. This is something out of a movie. And he will go ahead with it because he wants a rubber stamp person to push his ambitions for more executive power. The only hope we have is that the Republicans finally become an opposition party. Good night and God bless America. I should add, pray for America. We are living in the most dangerous time yet. This is not a joke. Demand a Warren Commission and an autopsy. Good night.